Backquote episode number 61. Today is the 16th of February 2021, and I'm your host, Nicole. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, Children's Day. This episode is brought to you by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for Artificial Intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai. Or don't. We don't really care. Children's Day is a day dedicated to health, education, healthcare, family life and the environment. Children smile with their chin up and celebrate with their families, friends, teachers, parents and teachers on this special day. As schools and colleges prepare for this day, here's what you need to know about the history, significance and significance of this event. November 14th is celebrated throughout the country as Children's Day, also known as Bal Diwas. One of the most important days is the javelin throw, when everyone in India considers it a very special day for children, called Children's Day. The event will also be marked with a Day of Child Health, Education, Healthcare and Environment. S Day is celebrated on November 14th, the birthday of Chacha Nehru, popularly known as Children. The birthday on November 14th is also celebrated as Children's Day in the United States of America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, South Korea and Australia. This day has been celebrated in India since the beginning of the 20th century, as well as in many other countries of the world. S Day has been celebrated in India every year since 1964 on November 14th and is celebrated all over the world. India is also celebrated as World Children's Day in the USA, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, South Korea and Australia. The late Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri and his son Jawaharlal Nehru have decided to celebrate Children's Day in the country. Children's Day also commemorates the birth of the first Indian Prime Minister, the first Prime Minister of the United States of America, also known as Chacha Nehru. On November 14, 1964, the popularity of the children and the preference for children in return contributed to the decision to celebrate his birthday by celebrating them and standing up for their rights. It was only after Jawaharlal Nehru's death that Parliament decided to celebrate the day and declared it National Children's Day. In 1995, President Bill Clinton changed the name of that day to National Day of Children, a celebration of children's rights in the United States. When George W. Bush was president, he declared that it should be celebrated on the first Sunday in June, but did not declare it a national holiday. However, he changed his mind that National Children's Day should be celebrated on the second Sunday in June. Although many countries around the world set a day as Children's Day, the date varies from country to country and year to year, as it concerns children's rights. Hong Kong celebrates Children's Day on April 4 and the US on the second Sunday in June. Japan is the only country apart from Korea to celebrate Children's Day on May 5. The US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa and Brazil all celebrate Child's Day on October 12, but Brazil does not. In the US, holidays such as Christmas and Valentine's Day are well known, but international e-commerce retailers need to know that these holidays are not celebrated here. In addition, there are many countries that celebrate Children's Day that do not designate it as a national holiday or do anything special about it. It is often intended for schools and children so that children can play and celebrate, but it is also celebrated in many other countries, such as Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United States. In 1954, the United Nations established World Children's Day to promote international cooperation and awareness for children worldwide and to improve child welfare. Since then, it has been celebrated in over 100 countries, with the aim of promoting international cooperation and cooperation in improving the well-being of children, education, healthcare and other areas. In 1954, the United States, Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan and the United States established the United Nations Universal Children's Day. 20 November is an important date because it is the date on which the UN General Assembly adopted the Declaration on the Rights of the Child in 1959. In 1990, World Children's Day also marked the date on which a declaration and convention on the rights of the child were adopted. On that date, in 1989, the convention was also ratified and adopted by the United Nations General Assembly. World Children's Day was first proclaimed by the United Nations General Assembly in 1954, and since its introduction as a public holiday, it has been linked to the goal of stopping HIV/AIDS by 2015. The goal we want to achieve is that all children have access to education and can go to school. The aim is to promote the development of children's health and well-being, and thus to create a worldwide awareness of children's well-being. The promotion of education, health, education and health care for children and their families is also considered of the utmost importance. This is all for today, friends. My name is Nicole and this was episode 61 of Backquote. See ya next time. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai. Or don't. We don't really care.